Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We'd love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And hello. Everything is just back to normal. Hey, Larry, how are you?
Welcome to your show.
I know. I tried my best to get here. You know, it's just, that's how life is.
And I didn't have your back today.
Yeah, no, I know. Hey,
I was listening to your conversation. I did not have your back. I mean, I heard the music, but
yes,
I just couldn't.
We have Larry here tonight, which is a nice little treat for me. So thank
you. It's always nice to be able to pinch hit here. You know?
Yeah, we love it. I'm really happy. Yeah, I don't know where Rye is.
Lurtney's getting a night off. Family, a bunch of families in town. So
we're
able to get together. Hopefully the rain will keep out of the way for them.
Yeah, well, it was, I just want to let you know it was downpouring and on my way back from Mattapoisett. I was my way to the chart room and ended up in Mattapoisett, but that's another story for another day and a glass of wine. So you are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, and so happy to be here. I feel like I haven't been here in a little bit.
I haven't seen you in forever, sweetheart.
Yeah, I was on vacation last week.
Yes.
Yeah, so thank you for filling in for me. We took the boat and went over to the vineyard for a good nice week, and it was really nice. Have you been there, Steve?
I have been there, yes.
Yeah, don't you love it?
Yep, very nice.
Yeah, you've been there.
Yeah, to visit you.
Mm-hmm. It's like a sleepy little fishing village. Perfect. Have you been there, Larry?
I've driven by it, looked down, and was shown that that's the port that the boat comes out in the movie Jaws, and it didn't look any different.
Yeah, well, I have pictures of that, actually, because that's where we go down that little river. And
I've driven around the entire island.
Really?
Well, I've bike ride. It's right in your backyard. It's awesome.
It's
great to get down there.
But it's really scary, though. You have to be careful. Mopeds, apparently. Someone, like a bus hit a mopeder
that can happen.
This week, too. Yeah, so you have to be careful over there.
Yeah, but they had some sort of a referendum, I think, in the beginning of the year, doing away with mopeds.
Oh, really?
Trying to on Martha's Vineyard.
There are some areas where they have signs, no moped. I know in Oak Bluffs, I go to Oak Bluffs a lot.
Yeah.
And there's signs on the road that say no mopeds, no bicycles.
Yeah.
So I have to go around it if I'm on my bike.
Is that where were we? Edgartown? Or where did we go last year? When you took us all admin day on the boat.
Admin day? We were in Oak Bluffs. You drank.
A lot.
Steve.
I haven't really drank
that
since.
That could have been Dan Tuckett for all you knew.
No, we're in Cuddy Hunks. Don't worry about it.
Ben. Actually, you're just in Norwell.
I could have been. Let me just tell you. I seriously haven't picked up a drink since then, and that was a year ago. I drank for everyone that day.
Because Matt Mahoney, one of our agents over at Boston Connect Real Estate, made us a mad sangria. I don't know.
Had mimosas, and we had everything else. And then we went to that restaurant and had
chat room. Yeah, I know. So we digress because we're here with a good friend of ours.
I'm so excited.
Steve.
Good evening. And I brought you what you asked
for. Oh, yes. Great.
He's so good. He does it so much.
We have Steve Cook. Oh, we already have somebody here for traffic. But we do have Steve Cook with us joining us tonight from Imperial Inspection Services. So we're going to be talking about home inspections and all that. So if you're on your ride home, make sure you listen in after George Brown gives us the traffic from today.
Well, good afternoon. There is some heavy rain bearing down on us. Taking a look at the radar here, that's going to cause even more delays on the roads. As is, it's been very heavy this afternoon. Expressway southbound, heavy and slow from the tunnel all the way down to the Braintree split. Northbound is jammed from Braintree up through East Milton Square because of an earlier crash. More delays approaching the tunnel. Route 3 southbound is heavy and slow from the expressway down past Union Street, breaks free for a bit, then gets heavy again from 3A down to 44. Then you'll break free heading down to the Cape. No delays getting over the Sagamore Bridge. This report brought to you by Unbound.org. What is the education of your children worth? Well, there are children across the world who lack the privilege of going to school. Change the story for one child at Unbound.org. Traffic on the Nines every morning. I'm George Brown in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at TalkRealEstateRadio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
Hi, and we're back. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, and that was George Brown, who I've never met, so good job there, George. I just want everyone to know there's no traffic coming back from Mattapoisett, because that's where I just came back for by accident. Took the wrong turn. I don't know. I can't tell the difference between 95, 195, and whatever, but I ended up on 44 somehow, so I was like, I'm hungry. Can we stop and eat?
At least you were going forward instead of driving in reverse.
Yeah, I know. It did downpour at one point, though, so by the way, wouldn't be in the, you were in the downpour, I think. Oh, was that? No, because it was my listing, so I don't think you were there. But last Friday had to have been a very good day to do a home inspection in the pouring rain.
Oh, yeah. It was. I just came from Canton to come over here, and torrential downpours in Canton with some nice lightning and thunder.
Oh, yeah. So I think that's a good time, don't you, Sin?
It is. It is for South Shore Gutter Monkeys.
Are you choking on something there?
No.
What happened? Did I catch you off guard?
You did a little bit.
Seriously?
The ringing in the background got me a little startled. I'm not going to...
It's just a weather radio.
Oh, okay. It's just a warning.
There's weather. Anything we need to know about, darling?
Larry, if it ends up being a tornado, just let us know where the tub
that's
is,
just
okay?
The
go to the basement. I'll be back later.
Goodness.
He's funny tonight. I mean, he always is, but sorry, Steve. Steve, we you know what? We just have to have you come back for another show. I know. So we do, I mean, again, it's Steve Cook from Imperial Home Inspections. And one thing I do want to mention on the air, and Steve, I'm not sure if you do know, but I do want to just reach out, Cindy and I, one of our neighbors and good friend of ours, and just, he's been there since the beginning of Boston Connect Real Estate, helping me make my signs. And I don't know if you know that he had David Litchfield from Litchfield Sign actually passed away unexpectedly last week, had an aneurysm. And he did pass away, and I went to his wake the other night. They had his motorcycle in the funeral parlor. It was in Scituate. They did a really nice job. They had his music playing. He was in the band Red, White, and Blues. And he was a sweetheart of a man. Yeah, I know you've probably met him
over the years.
Yeah, you've at the Christmas parties and things that you've seen him. He always wears the Boston Connect T-shirt, and he looks like, you know, he has a big beard and everything. So
sweetheart,
his sweetheart. So I love to David Litchfield and his family during this difficult time. So, so Steve, we're sort of getting back to the basics today, just talking about what is a home inspection, because.
Right.
I was looking earlier because I called with Rob this morning and Lisa, and I just had your website up because I was at the office and I was looking at it, and I was like, there's 134 categories plus the attic that you go over.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
And that's all the minimum requirements for doing or performing a home inspection under the, you know, licensure in Massachusetts.
All right. Why don't we back up a little bit, too? So for our listeners who are coming home tonight, a little bit of traffic, a little bit of rain, so be careful out there. But if you are in the process of possibly putting your house in the market and you want to have a home inspection beforehand so you know what's going on, or if you're in the process of purchasing a house, or if you're just thinking about it and you want to know more about what a home inspection is, Steve Cook is Imperial Inspection Services. And why don't you tell everyone where the services, where you service and everything?
Sure. Yeah, we pretty much we're set up in Braintree, and we have an office on Cape Cod. And if you want to reach us, you can do by way of our website, and that's at imperialinspectionservices.com, or you can call our office at 1-800-440-1141. Again, 1-800-440-1141.
Perfect. And I know, like, your staff over there is awesome.
Yes.
Getting getting everybody
they
together
are.
And yeah, it's been great. That past couple of years have been flying. Everything's been good over there. I mean, it was good before, but it's really nice to, you know, call over there, and they're so accommodating.
Yeah, a little more streamlined now.
Yep. Yeah, it's really, really great. So, and again, we have Jay and Dave who are doing stuff.
Two other inspectors, and then you have Scott, which picks up
our radon.
All our radons, takes care of any little needs on the sides.
Yep, that's perfect. So why don't we talk about the, can you talk about, because you talked about the what you're required to do. What are requirements to be licensed, I guess, in the state of Massachusetts?
Well, in Massachusetts, since 2002, in order to perform a home inspection, you got to have a, what they call a Massachusetts state home inspector's license. And in order to get one today, you have to do a minimum of 125 fee-based paid inspections, you know, performed under the supervision of a licensed home inspector.
So now let's, so here's the thing. Now, don't you think a lot of people think, oh, I could be an inspector. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm a, I have my contractor's license. Right. I could easily do that and switch over. You said 100 and how many?
125 fee-based paid inspections. So you actually have to go on an inspection from, you know, soup to nuts, you know, beginning and end, writing the report and presenting it to the actual client. You know, 25 of them have to be done first under what they call direct supervision of an, you know, of a master inspector or a regular home inspection, home inspector. And then you can get what you call your associate home inspector's license. And then from there, you build to get your full home inspection license. Then you have to do another 100 inspections, and those can be indirect supervision. But before they can release the report, the associate inspector has to be checked by a master inspector, whoever's sponsoring you or mentoring
you. It's a
you.
Lot. I mean, there's a lot. Yep. So, you know, one of the things I find so frustrating, too, sometimes is we hear, well, that inspector didn't know Jack. You know what I mean? Larry's here tonight. That means I definitely can't. I have to watch my lips on what I say because of, like, national broadcast, whatever. Right? No swearing in here. Larry's like, Sharon, please. I'm good, Larry. I promise. But, you know, it's sort of frustrating because I think people think, oh, they think that they know everything, blah, blah, blah. You have to go through a lot of training. And when you're saying 120 whatever inspections, each inspection takes about how long?
Each inspection takes a minimum of two and a half hours, no matter if it's a 1,000 square foot house.
Right.
Or, you know, you get into some of the big 4,000 or 5,000 square foot homes, then you can start spending 3-4 hours on those particular homes.
So think about that. That's what, 600 hours of training potentially, maybe like 400?
Exactly. And then when you're going through the home, you know, not only looking for visible things that are actually physically broken, you got to look for a potential of a hidden, you know, concern inside the home.
Well, hidden concern, as you say that, I was talking to Rob and Lisa this morning because I, you know, so that our listeners know what's going to be on tonight. And they say, you know, so there's things that come up unexpectedly. And I was like, yeah, like the time that, I think it was you, Steve, that you pulled back the insulation. It was one of you or Jay. And like I said, like Jimmy's out of the sky came ants. Like
that was Jay. I remember the story. He called me after that. I was on a call with Sharon McNamara. He pulled it back and hundreds of ants came out.
Oh, thousands.
That's so gross.
Yeah.
Thousands of ants. He was under exaggerating. I mean, I embellish a story like no other, but I'm telling you, there were thousands of ants. But Rob and Lisa like started, they like, ooh, like that started off like so like fun. We thought you were going to talk about ice cream like Jimmy's. No, nothing like it.
Nope, not at
all. They're like, what did you do? I was not there long. So you do come up with all kinds of.
But then a lot of things get lost in translation too. You know, once you do the inspection, you're generally there with the buyers and the buyer's broker. And sometimes the seller's brokers follow you around and sometimes they're not there at all. And then if you do come across something, trying to get the translation from the buyers to the buyer's broker back to the owners of the house, a lot of things get misinterpreted. And unfortunately, in Massachusetts, inspectors can't talk to anybody other than who contracted them for the actual job, or until they get written permission to speak to, say, the seller of the house or the listing broker.
Really? That's good, though. I mean,
yeah.
And you know what I mean? It's their report. The buyer is the one that's paying for it. So I think that that's really only fair. But I will let you know that things have sort of changed for us. I mean, Cindy and I have been doing this. I've been doing it, what, 17 years now? Yeah. Cindy, you're 13. Just right behind me.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, things have changed. I remember it was the time when, as a listing agent, I would follow, you know, everybody around.
Right.
But that was when it was sub-agency. It's like, everybody was working for the sellers, supposedly.
Right, it was no buyer's broker at that point.
Exactly.
And that was a very rare, maybe 2%.
Yep. And then, but anything that comes up, and this is something that I recently, so I'm on the grievance committee for our board, which just changed their name from Pass over to South Shore Realtors. And I have to go through this training every 2 years. And one of the things that was brought up by the attorney was that we have to disclose anything that is like a known fact that's told to us from the seller, that's disclosable items. and anything from an expert. Well, since you're licensed with the state of Massachusetts, mm-hmm. that classifies you as an expert.
Right.
So I know that you're a very good inspector. There are some that are not as thorough. Let's just say that.
Right. Correct.
Or some who embellish things, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like the one guy who said, like, your garage door is going to fall on your three-year-old child and squish it.
Right.
That's during an inspection. That's what he said. I was like, oh, my goodness. But if he said that, like, that, now I would have to disclose that as a seller's agent.
Yeah.
Working for the seller because you're as an expert. So that's why now our policy at Boston Connect Real Estate is, I mean, we leave it up to the agents, but it's really not in our best interest to really be. First of all, it's the buyer paying for it. I don't think we should hover.
Mm-hmm.
How do you prefer it?
It doesn't matter to me.
You're so easy going.
Whatever goes. And, you know, sometimes if it gets confrontational or, you know, the buyers aren't getting 100% of what they're paying for, sometimes I'll, you know, tone down and become a lot more quiet. And then, you know, after we discuss it, you know, off property afterwards, you know.
I like to be there. Just because if there's something that does come up as the listing agent, it's so hard when that agent is telling you and then you're trying to tell your client and you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
You don't know exactly where it is. You're not sure exactly what the problem is. At least I can look at it and maybe take a picture and send it to my clients and have resolution or an answer, you know, right away.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, I know that, I mean, and I think that's just the way I was raised by you, is to be there. So I still do that. I don't know why.
Well, you do a great job like that when we found the termites on, and you were, you know, on the buyer's end, but you had the selling broker there also, and documenting it with pitches and showing it just so, you know, if you got to negotiate down the line, at least you have the basis to do that.
Right, because and there were carpenter ants, and honestly, I didn't know the difference between ants and carpenter. Like, they all look like ants to me, right?
Well,
and
then you Steve should listen to his show more often because those wings that you're finding around your house are not dead flies.
Well, no, these didn't have wings, right?
Those are perfect termite swarmers.
Yeah.
These didn't have wings. Like, and I said, that looks like an ant to me, but you showed me, and I was like, oh, didn't know that.
Termites?
Right.
No, carpenter ants.
Carpenter ants.
But they look like ants to me. They didn't have wings or anything.
Right.
Remember, they were, and I said.
Those are carpenter ants, They're usually about a half an inch long. And
look like ants.
Yep.
Needless to say, I just had my house treated one day. I get itchy when I leave Steve.
I know. I mean, in a good way.
I know.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I do mean that.
Steve,
I wasn't going to touch that. I'm probably blushing now. I can excuse me. No.
I know.
Right. I'm sorry.
So itchy. Yeah. There was something else I was just going to bring up. Oh, but I know this. So we've been on so many inspections, you know, as we're going through a property as a buyer's agent, I know you had done something for one of my clients over in Rockland.
Right.
I wasn't at the home inspection, but I was the one that showed them the house initially and put the offer together and negotiated and everything. But it was pouring that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I used that to my advantage as well as a buyer's agent. And I took video of it and I took pictures of where I saw like pooling and stuff like that. So, and I said to him, so when we have Steve come to the house, I'll show him these things if it isn't raining, just so he can sort of get an idea of what's going on and maybe give us an answer. Because I don't know the answers.
Oh,
and
if
I'm
you
never
get
pretend.
Bonding and stuff like that. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Like, or do you have to have a gutter? Like, well, you would know better than me, Cindy, with Gutter Monkeys, because that's your company as well.
Mm-hmm.
South Shore Gutter Monkeys. Do you have to have it the whole run in all those types of questions?
Yeah.
So I try not to play anything I am not other than a realtor when I'm at these houses.
But you can open for suggestions.
Exactly. But we do see you do teach us a lot.
Right.
So when we're there, we will generally say, oh, look, we noticed this. I'm sure that Steve will bring it up.
Right.
You know, I get in the habit of saying Steve all the time, but I always let them know it could be, you know, Dave.
Oh, any one
Jay.
Of them.
Yeah.
Any one of them. But it is such, I learn something every single inspection. And from that might be another reason why I do like to go, because I just learn so much every single time.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what I find is when the buyer's agents usually come along with the buyers and they just stay with me 100% of the inspection. Never get a follow-up call afterwards because you get all three people there getting 100%. They're getting the visual, and then they're getting the written report. And
Well, the buyer's agent most certainly should always be there. I definitely 100% agree with that. I know I was just talking to Mary, and we were talking about you. She asked who was on the show tonight, and she's like, "Oh, tell Steve, you know, were you just at an inspection with her?" And
she's getting to be an expert. Yeah, she had come look at the chimney. Look at the chimney. It's fallen.
It's coming
she's
away
getting
from
great.
It's coming away from the house.
it's doing this, it's doing that. I go, let him do his job, will you please?
I'm going to get her a little mag light, a pen, and a miniature report.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to walk into houses like this with that. That's my favorite thing.
Oh, I want that.
Yeah, when you do on the roof.
Yeah, when he
I'm
does that with it. Like, I feel like you're a little NCIS kind of going on there. When it's broad daylight.
I'm not
going to
lie.
They come in with their little mag light, and I'm like, oh, look at this.
But you see so much when you put it on the ceiling, whether something's been patched, covered over, repainted, water damage, you know.
Mold.
Yeah, mold.
You can't keep a secret from you. You must have been really good at Easter egg hunts.
Yep.
Crossword puzzles, right?
Oh.
He's finding it all. Larry, you should join us one day. Why don't you come along to an inspection with us? I bet you would enjoy it.
I've done my own.
I know you have.
With as much information that I know in my head, but it is scary when you go into some of these houses and you start looking at electrical issues and things and extra sub panels that aren't even mounted to walls.
Right. No.
And
well, you know what?
What's
scary to me is when I'm a listing agent and I see things in a house and I'm like, for sure the agent, the inspector is going to bring that up, and they don't. I'm like.
Right? That happened to me in a couple, and I thought, I feel bad for the
buyers. Larry loves antiques, so the next time we have an antique, I'm going to drag Larry around
with
us.
What about when he takes the light and against the wall of someone's room, bedroom, whatever, and then he says, now you see this, Cindy? This is mold. And I think, oh my God.
Could be. Mold-like substance.
Well, some of it, you can't see it, but then when he does show
it,
it is.
You get that big mushroom growing out of there.
No.
Everybody
it
gets
was
this
a mushroom growing out of there, and I thought, "No, you
that's
didn't
a salad.
See it.
It's a salad. It's a salad.
Little portobello.
Salad. Oh. Should we tell them the salad story, Sin? Because we're talking about insects and bugs and everything else. All right, just real quick, Steve. I promise you, I know we digress, but whatever. I had a snake in my house one day.
So she called me. I don't know why.
Don't like snakes. Cindy lives down the street. She comes in her pajamas, and there she is. She's fully equipped with a broom. So there we are, the two of us. She grew up in Braintree. I grew up in Dorchester.
Yep.
I'm like, she goes, what kind of snake was it? It could have been a damn cobra for all I knew, right? Yep. I'm like, I think it's a garden snake. And she's like, yeah, that makes sense. It's a garden snake. Let's make it a salad. So we go to the refrigerator, and we literally get lettuce. And we put lettuce.
A trail
of lettuce out the door, thinking that the snake is then going to eat the lettuce and
because
go right out the door.
Because he's a garden snake.
Because he's a garden snake and he likes the garden.
Garden
nope,
snake?
You get yourself a nice little
snake.
Mouse.
Whatever.
Get yourself a nice little mouse, hold it by the tail.
He wound
and
up
drag
in
it along
the
and then
water cooler.
Oh, okay.
So then the two of us are trying to get the water cooler out of the house.
I'm like,
without
what?
The snake coming out and killing either
killing
one of us.
Oh, yeah.
The garden snake was going to kill us.
Snakes on the plane.
I was like, maybe it needs tomatoes.
She did.
She's like,
you know, it could have been one of our diamondback rattlers from the hills. Yeah.
Oh, that's what I think it was. I don't think it was a garden snake.
It sounds better
to say
that.
I think that story the next time. Okay.
Yeah.
You tell it.
It had that little rattler thing going on.
But, okay. So I do have a question for you, Steve. And
sure.
I know we're all over the place. I'm sorry about that. But we're getting some good stuff in. So one of our agents, Sue Bollinger, by the way, we have a Facebook page, an interoffice Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And she said, has anybody ever come across this? Her next door neighbor had like a bow window, and it was rotted underneath, and a big swarm of bees came and went into like the whole, like, and now it's in the walls. Now what?
Now what? Then you got to call a bee guy to come out, and a lot of times they'll get the queen, take the queen out, and the rest of the bees will follow.
Mm.
You know, if they're like honeybees
and
so. Yeah.
Like, how do they do that? Like here? Queenie?
Huh? No, they'll open it up.
Can you buy a queen?
Yep, no.
Oh, okay.
You can't. I guess
when you say they'll open it up, so they have to open
up. They have to open it up.
So there's not some kind of, let me just say something that's friendly that you spray in there and they come out. You have to take the walls.
You got to remove some to get into
Have you seen that before?
Did they do that, Chad? Did they have to do that?
I don't know. I didn't follow up with that.
Yeah, but it all depends if you got wasps or hornets, and they deal with it everything differently. But if they're honeybees, you know, those are good bees, beneficial bees. And
I've been doing
those
honey,
can be relocated.
Local honey.
Just like you're on the cranberry box, you got those little boxes that are stacked out there. That's for pollinating the cranberries.
Yep. Yeah, and they're not near us anymore because ours are bought by the town. But that's what I said to her because there's cranberry bogs behind them. So I was on the same page as
Would the honeybees do that, you know, go in there as well? Or is it just certain kinds of bees that will get into any bee will get into your house?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You have
right,
a nice nesting area. Yep.
Really?
And sometimes you can hear them in the wall.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
excellent.
What you could hear them in there buzzing away.
Right.
Oh, I can't even. I'd move.
but this time of year, if you go outside, if you see a couple bees, just keep an eye on them. And all of a sudden, you'll see the area. They're going in and out of the house. And if you count so many bees, you know, per minute or per hour, then you know how big the nest is.
Excellent.
So I also remember, so if we could talk about insects a little bit, and I know that that wasn't your main thought here, and we talked about Cindy having the carpenter ants, and then I know, like, I've seen some, actually, when I was in Menemsha, actually, on the beach, could it even be possible, maybe because of driftwood, like I saw, I thought I saw termites. Could that be possible?
No,
they had
probably
wings?
Not. You wouldn't see
what
the termites. No idea.
All right. Well, I'll but save you one the next
probably,
time I'm
it's
over
probably
there.
Sand fleas or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, you think?
Because we did one in, was it Scituate the other day? The
yeah.
sand fleas were so bad. We were there for like 10 minutes, and I probably got bit like 20 times.
I think that that's what happened to me
yeah,
over at that island.
Yeah, I had to go
island.
Get some spray out of the truck so I could continue the inspection.
Look at, I am so itchy with you tonight,
yeah.
seriously.
See, this is what I'm
you're
trying
making,
to tell you.
Flinch.
I need to go
home and
take another shower.
Like, why are you flinching? I saw Steve tonight.
Is that on the wall over there?
No. Yeah, no. Please, I had ants crawling up my wall in my office. So if people want to, now the problem, like, are you having a problem right now with scheduling? So what is the best time for people to, in your eyes?
Usually your best bet is once you find the property, you know, that you're, you know, potentially interested in, and you have, you know, you submit the offer and you get an accepted offer, that's, you know, right that day. As soon as those signatures, before the ink is dry, you want to get out there and, you know, canvas some of the inspection companies and get something in the works. Right now, most inspectors are about 4 to 5 days out, minimally, you know, for an appointment.
Is that how far you are? I think you're even further because...
Yeah, I'm about probably 7 to 10 days.
Yeah. I was going to say you're about a week right now. Yeah.
I had to do a couple of the, you know, time between the... the signed offer and the purchase and sale, like 15, 16 days out. Normally we do 10.
Yeah.
So that my people could use Steve because they just weren't available.
She has a kingdom. My people.
My people. For peeps.
I so didn't mean it that way. So
my people.
I just meant my one couple.
You're listening to Talk Real Estate. I actually sort of forgot right now that we're doing a radio show, but you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, Cindy Ford, and of course we have Steve Cook from Imperial Inspection Services, the best of the best when it comes to home inspections. I mean, honestly, one of the things I love as a buyer's agent, I can give that single referral. If people ask for more, then I have to, you know, give them... I actually don't.
I was just going to say, Sharon, who do you give? Because
I don't.
I say, then I can't help you.
Yeah, I just don't
because
know.
I don't want to be responsible for that.
Yeah,
at all that you brought
ask a friend. That's what I would say because I haven't run into the problem. So I guess.
No, me either. Everyone, yeah.
But if you have any questions about home inspections, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home and you have some specific questions about maybe an inspection you did or maybe you bought a house and now you're in it and some things came up that weren't found at the inspection, I'd love to talk about that a little bit. Give us a call. Larry's here and he's loving being here. We're loving having him. 781-837-4900. We will be right back.
Imperial Inspection Services, complete home inspection services, radon testing, featuring on-site results with electronic testing, lead paint inspection, Title V inspection, pest inspection, including FHA and VA. Call 7 days a week, 1-800-440-1141, or visit them on the web at imperialinspectionservices.com. With 28 years experience in 2 convenient locations, Braintree and Cape Cod, accepting credit cards for all services rendered. Imperial Inspection Services. 1-800-440-1141. 1-800-440-1141.
I hate rain.
What are you talking about? I love rain.
Yeah, well, you're a duck.
Your point?
Well, being a duck, you're not a homeowner. Rain is great for the garden, but it also can bring wet, smelly basements.
I love a wet basement. Who doesn't like an indoor swimming pool?
Me. I'm calling Watchman Waterproofing.
Oh, no.
I'm Tim from Watchman Waterproofing. Water in the basement is no joke. It can damage appliances, cause mold and mildew, as well as structural damage, while decreasing your home's value. At Watchman Waterproofing, we make basements dry. No nonsense, no excuses. Whether it's a small leak or you're ankle deep, Watchman Waterproofing will solve your wet basement problem permanently. Don't wait. Call Watchman Waterproofing today at 1-800-653-4309 or go to watchmanwaterproofing.com. That's watchmanwaterproofing.com.
I never knew a dry basement could be this nice. I'm glad you went to watchmanwaterproofing.com.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one?
What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good evening to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. And I am here with my sidekick and my good friend, Cindy Ford, as well as my other good friend. Can I call you a good friend?
Absolutely.
Because I feel like
yeah.
You're my good friend, Stephen Cook from Imperial Inspection Services. We're talking about home inspections. If you're stuck in some of this weather coming home, be safe. Watch out for those big puddles. Yep. But give us a call, 781-837-4900. If you have any questions for Steve regarding inspections or you know, what to expect when you have a home inspection or anything like that, or buying and selling a house, give us a buzz. I would be happy to answer your questions. So before we went to the break, we started getting into some of the things that you do look at, right, like when you're doing an inspection, right? And I asked you to bring me your report. Oof. Because, again, you go over 134 different types of categories.
Yes.
So every category has more than how many, like there's more than one.
Right, you can break it down like the electrical service. You can break that down into, you know, how big the service is, the type of wiring inside the home, you know, circuit breakers, and you just go on from there.
Mm-hmm. Right. From a legal standpoint or like from your regulations, when you're in a house, can you say this is not to code or things like that? Can you, like, what are some of the things you're not supposed to say?
Well, that's the one thing we don't do is we don't do a code inspection. You know, okay. You can take a house that was built, say, in 1875, mm-hmm. Nothing is going to meet today's code inside. So you kind of inspect it for what you have, you know, mm-hmm. Is it good, bad, and what to anticipate inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can take a house that was built, say, 15 years ago. It's out of today's, you know, codes.
So could you sometimes say, so if today there, you know, was a town inspector here or something, this probably would need to be updated or this may not pass. Can you ever say anything like that?
Nope.
Even though it's fine? Okay.
Nope. A lot of times if we see...
Because I've heard other mm-hmm. on the opposite right, side of yeah. me say that, and I just never heard you guys say that, so
right,
I figured I'd ask.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. We're home inspectors, not code inspectors.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
If you have something, and, you know, a lot of times we'll tell people to go down to the town hall and pull a card on it and see, you know, what permits were pulled over the years, and that way you can see.
Okay.
You know, say if you have yeah. a, you know, the basement that's finished off, did they pull a permit, or Uncle mm-hmm. Bud or Cousin Schlitz, you know, build that downstairs, and
yeah.
You don't know what you have behind the walls.
And it seems like friends of friends, like, oh, I have a friend who can do that, you know, everybody has a guy type thing
right.
that helps them. And I did have a situation in Weymouth one time, and the basement, you know, was finished, and I remember saying, you know, looking for the permit, and there was no permit pulled for it, and they tried to give my client like $10,000 off the price, and I was like, you know, $10,000 sounds like sounds really good, but like, how do we, like, what's behind these walls?
Right.
Like, you really want to have this inspected.
What's
going
to cost to rectify it if all of a sudden you open it up and they're 20 inches on center, the wiring is just kind of hanging back there, and they're using extension mm-hmm. cords.
The plumbing, you know, was all wrong, right? Not vented, all right, kinds of things. That sort of was one of the things, too, because I looked at the toilet and I took a picture of it and I said to Mark, that ain't right, is it? Like,
even uh-huh. I know that.
Yeah, I'm not a plumber, but I'm guessing something ain't right here.
Right, the outhouse would have been better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but, you know, it ended up costing a lot more money. It was like $20,000 of repairs to get the basement to what it was supposed to be. So,
right, because a lot of times they'll go in there if you didn't pull permits, and, you know, you get the town inspector that comes out, mm-hmm. He can't see behind the walls right. or below the toilet. Sometimes mm-hmm. Those things have to be removed to see if everything was done properly. If they haven't, mm-hmm. You know, bringing it up to snuff on today's regulations.
Yeah. Right. What's one of the craziest things you've ever seen? I know I'm sort of catching you off guard right now, but yeah. I'm just sort of curious.
Yeah, we see weird stuff all the time. You know, one was up in Quincy. and it was like a cape style home. Mm-hmm. And it was a divorce type situation. The husband was living downstairs, mm-hmm. and his wife was living upstairs. And he was all set with moving, but she was not. So we got there for the inspection. We did down below. We started to go upstairs. She started yelling at us, and then she threw plates and cups at us. Oh. And then the police came out, and then she threw the plates and the cups at the police. Then she got arrested and taken away.
And then we finished
the inspection.
And then I could finish my inspection. Yeah. Yeah, just another day at the office.
Yeah. And getting back to your snake story, I had one with a snake in the house. The homeowner comes down with a gun, and he starts shooting the snake.
Oh, my.
During the inspection, we're down there with the buyers and stuff like that. And
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so you got...
But and I say this to you often, you're like one pulse short of being flatlined, which is really the reason why I do love when you do your inspections, because it isn't like, you know, the sky is falling, the sky is falling.
Right,
like
we can see the sky because the wall fell out, so you don't have to worry about radon now. Okay,
exactly.
Next.
Now the radon has a way
to
get out.
And he is just that calm about it. One of the things I love is just that he explains and crazy, like, because I've seen some.
Because we never know what the price of the house is. You know, a lot of times the price may reflect the condition. It may be way under, and the people getting in there, that's all they can afford to buy. They can fix it up over time. And it's going to be their, you know, great home for them. So you really can't judge, you know, what needs to be done and what doesn't need to be done inside the home.
Yeah. Well, and that's like, you know, the report stuff that you have here is, you know, all of the information that you give people, you know, important information about the agreement and all of that. But these are all the different categories. And then you have different sections that are basically say satisfactory, acceptable, not operating, needs what?
Needs repair.
Needs repair, poor or non-existent.
Right.
So what we tell our clients is, you know, don't get worked up as you're going around. Like, Steve is going to tell you everything that he finds, right?
Right, and then document it on the report. And, you know, the reports and a lot of other inspectors have the same type of setup that's all color coordinated. Mm-hmm. So you can just kind of scan the report, and we have a red column in ours. So if that's checked off or there's, you know, a mark inside of it, that's usually an area that needs some sort of attention or repair.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you look to the left of it, we'll tell you the category.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually to the right and below, there's usually a note explaining what the repair or the circumstances.
Yeah. So you're going to be doing an inspection for us on new construction, actually. Wow, that microphone was closer than I thought.
Yeah.
Next week for new construction.
Right, I saw that one, yes. Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think new construction, I also explained to them is, you know, you're also teaching them about the house. And this is where the water shut off is. This is where you're... you know, the vent, not the, what is this?
That's the
furnace.
The filter.
Oh. Filter, yeah. Oh,
filter. Right. So we're playing charades here.
I know her.
I got a thumb blister on my lip, and if I laugh too hard, it's going to split open.
Okay.
I don't do well with blood. But, you know, there are so many different things on here. So I know, like, sometimes people, these people in particular, like, well, will the inspector look at, you know, the appliances, will we look at this? What are the main things that you do look at, and what are some specific things that you don't look at?
Specific things we don't look at is, you know, an actual physical washer or dryer operation or refrigerator. But other than that, any built-in appliances, microwave stoves, dishwashers, right down to the line, trash compactors, garbage disposals, those are all, you know, operated, you know, during the inspection. Yeah. And usually one of the first things we do when we get in the house is turn on the dishwasher, because that usually takes a minimum hour and a half to run through the cycle. So that's the first button we push when we come in, then turn up the heat. And
you got to one time you told me this story, and like the woman had thrown like hot water in there or something just to like...
Oh, she put clean dishes in it.
And to make it seem like...
Put hot water in there, and she says, oh, you don't have to run the dishwasher. I just finished and everything's nice and clean and warm. I says, geez, I got to run it, you know. She says, okay. So I turned it on, and it sounded like a broken, you know, garbage disposal.
I'm not that smart to think of putting clean dishes in and throw some...
That seems like a lot of work to me. I would rather just go buy a new one.
But it was pretty consistent, you know. Yeah. And they had like the money for the paper boy on the counter, and those are things you just don't touch during an inspection.
Oh, yeah.
But as I put my clipboard down, I knew there was something there. I pushed it out of the way, pulled it back. Huge burn mark where someone put it. Oh, I meant to tell the buyers about that.
Well, one of our agents, I can't remember who it was, recently got to a closing, and when all the furniture was out, like parts of the carpet were missing that were underneath the couch or something. Like, it was like wall-to-wall carpeting.
No, it was not.
It was wall-to-wall, but nothing in between. The inside was missing, but they were like... but.
get
you know,
out.
Like you're certainly hiding that. Like that's something that you're not disclosing right. on purpose, right?
Yeah, or changing out the switches sometimes, you know.
What do
you
or mean? Taking say, them. I just yeah, had take, last week. Nice, we went to the final walkthrough.
And just putting the regular
switch
in. Oh,
no, no. Oh. All switch plates were removed.
Yeah.
What? Really?
What? Yeah, I called the agent. I said, you better
good
be
for
careful.
You for noticing
yeah.
that they were different switch plates.
No, gone.
Oh, well, they have to be there.
Gone. Like, they removed them all. Right. And I thought, they didn't clean anything, but they removed all the switch plates. And yeah. then when I called him and I said, when's your final walkthrough?
Yeah.
I said, because you better watch out.
Yeah.
He called right. me that night and he goes, karma got us.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I said, oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, over the years, like, when you go through the different sections, for example, in the kitchen, it actually lists the actual brand name. So we'll go into a house and there's a Bosch dishwasher and
oh.
then all of a sudden we get in there and the people don't remember what they
yeah.
have. I said, geez, we have a GE now, and they'll call me up and say, what did I have? It was a Bosch. Oh, someone took it out and put a GE in there.
Wow, you know yeah. what, Steve? I did not know that you yeah. wrote that in there. Yeah. I'll be honest, I don't look at these, generally speaking, afterwards. Like, I tell my client right. to go through them and give yeah. me a list right. of what needs to be done today, what can be done in a year, what can be done in 5 years,
right.
you know. That's good that you do that yeah. then.
And the other thing is you count the number of circuit breakers in there, because a lot of times people will change things or mm-hmm. add circuits inside the house afterwards and...
Oh, my yeah. goodness. Why? Yeah. People are just so deceitful. It just seems like...
Not
I
can't many.
Even
it's,
imagine.
Yeah. Usually 99% of the people are great. It's the 1%
yeah.
that you just have to, you know...
But those are the ones that... I don't want to say they... like, they make you sort of work harder for your clients to make sure they're not getting right. taken over. You know what I mean?
Because exactly.
I know, like, the carpet in front of the sink, you know what I mean? Things like that. I know
no,
you're always...
there's a broken tile. Okay.
Yeah, always kicking things around. And he's so calm about noticing. He goes, yep, there's a broken tile, like, cracked tile and all that, you know?
He is.
And there he goes. Okay, so we heard the doorbell. If you're thinking about buying or selling a house, please feel free to give us a call over at Boston Connect Real Estate. You can get in touch with myself and Cindy, 781-826-8000, or you can go to bostonconnect.com. Also, if you want to listen to some of our past shows when we didn't just gab on like we did tonight, Steve has previous shows as well that you can listen to. Mm-hmm. So you can go to our podcast, which is Talk Real Estate Radio. So if you have the podcast app, or you can go online to talkrealestateradio.com and get all our past shows. Steve, Sin, did you have any other specific questions too when we have like a few minutes here to talk?
Nope, no, I'm good.
All right, then I'm not going to say a word. Does anyone else have anything? So when you're going through these things, I think that, you know, our buyer clients are not sure exactly what you're not, we were talking about that. What about AC units in the winter? What do we do about that?
Not too much you can do, because generally most home inspectors, once the temperature gets below 60 degrees, you don't want to go turning on the air conditioning units. Mm-hmm. A lot of times nothing would happen, but say if you're just coming out of, say it was 20 degrees at night and there was ice inside that, and then you turn it on, all of a sudden something shears off. And say even if it's 55 degrees and there's something broken on it and you turn it on, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden... the right. homeowner comes, that worked great last year. What was the temperature this morning? He should never have turned that on, you know, at 55 degrees. And, you mm-hmm. know, those are the weird things. Most of the time, it's not a problem. But
I did think of something.
Okay.
I did.
Go ahead.
What about pools in the winter and in the summer? Because mm-hmm. I seem to be mm-hmm. selling houses with pools, and they're always asking me, you know, what can the inspector do? And I see
and irrigation systems,
yeah,
right? You don't do any of those.
Irrigation, we don't touch at all. Yeah.
So you don't do irrigation, you don't do pool pumps and all of that?
Right.
No, okay. Yeah, you can't.
Right. Yeah. What you usually want to do is hire someone that does that type of work.
That's what I
suggest.
Sunshine
Pool or
yeah.
someone
yeah,
like that.
Great.
And then come in. They're a great company. Mm-hmm. And they can check this stuff out, let you know yep. if you got a liner, gunite, mm-hmm. go through the pumps. And
yeah. yeah.
But people don't get that. They want, you know, they're like, why doesn't your... So I, at this time of year, especially when we're looking at a property that we could potentially get and it has a pool, I make sure I'm clear on, mm-hmm. you know, what they do and do not do.
Yeah, right. And it's hard. There are certain times right before pools are opened, you know, it's hard to
yep.
get something running and stuff. That's why we have great attorneys on our side as well. I mean,
yep.
we have a great team of people who, you know, put contingencies and
yep.
everything in there to protect our clients with that. There was something else that I was going to bring up when I was just thinking about something, and it had everything to do with the home inspection, Steve, so you would be so proud of me, and I thought, oh, I'll remember. I didn't. So we were talking about the things that you don't look at and the things that you do, and that's why I'm sort of stuck on it now. Sorry. I'm
yeah.
sort of...
No, some of the things that we don't do, or we do, but it's not required as part of doing a home inspection, is insects.
Oh,
insects are not part of a home inspection.
But you're certified to do that for VA...
And FHA.
And FHA, yeah, right? Absolutely. Because you have to be certified separately to do that, right?
I have a mass pest insider's license.
Yeah.
Yep. Applicator's license.
So when you're going around, you'll see things and you'll say evidence of, right?
Yep. Evidence of. Yep. And, you know, we don't, you know, even though I'm licensed to treat for it, we don't. Because it's kind of a conflict of interest. And that's when you bring someone in that does that type of work and kind of let you know whether they want to do a full, partial, or spot treatment.
Perfect. Well, Steve Cook from Imperial Inspection Services, he's the best of the best. Mm-hmm. I assure you of that. Both Cindy and I just adore him, and personally and professionally, his along team. With his whole crew and team. So if you're thinking about buying or selling a house and you need an inspection, I promise you, you would not make a mistake by calling him. You can get in touch with you how?
They can reach us by calling 1-800-440-1141. Again, 1-800-440-1141.
Oh, perfect. You can go to imperialinspectionservices.com or you can find him at bostonconnect.com. Thank you so much, Larry. It was great seeing everybody.
Thanks, Larry.
Have a great week.
Thanks, Steve.
Night.